The impeachment inquiry is sure to be a big topic tonight in Atlanta. 10 Democratic presidential hopefuls are sharing the debate stage there. But the optics will be much different than what happened in the UK last night. Here's the world's Bianca Hillier.
Across the pond, there's a lot more elbow room on the debate stage for the candidates for British Prime Minister.
We're live in Salford for a TV first. It's Boris Johnson versus Jeremy Corbyn.
Just two candidates on the stage? How novel. But there was also a third party making some noise. The audience.
Does the truth matter in this election?
I think it does. And I think it very important. I think it very important to hear from... I've been very clear about the deal that I've done.
That was Prime Minister Boris Johnson answering the moderator. And remember, Johnson called this election to get closer to a Brexit deal. Naturally, that's where last night's debate began. Johnson pressed his challenger on that.
Mr. Corbyn is trying to conceal the void at the heart of his Brexit policy and refusing to answer the question of which side he would take. Because the public still, the public have a right to know.
Just very briefly,
I've made the position clear. We will have a referendum, we will have negotiation, and we will abide by that result. It's the British people who will make that decision.
The debate then turned to the National Health Service, the NHS, and Jeremy Corbyn brought the ammunition. He held some paper in the air, then accused Prime Minister Johnson of wanting to sell off the NHS to U.S. healthcare firms.
A document here of U.S.-UK negotiations, summary of specific negotiating
Let's
objectives,
allow Mr.
full
Johnson.
Market access for U.S. products to our National Health Service. You're going to sell
Johnson,
our National Health
point.
Service out to the United States and Big Pharma.
Corbyn said Johnson is selling British health care to pharmaceutical companies. Johnson said that claim is an absolute invention.
It is completely untrue. There are no circumstances whatever in which this government or any Conservative government will put the NHS on the table in any trade negotiation. Our NHS will never be for sale.
Televised election debates are actually relatively new in the UK. The first one ever was just 9 years ago, a half a century after the first televised US debate. Last night, the moderator tried to bring some civility to the stage.
Perhaps, gentlemen, could you shake hands to make a pledge to improve politics?
And a gesture, Look,
Thank you very much indeed.
Johnson and Corbyn did shake hands there. British voters can watch more televised debates before the election in 3 weeks. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.